You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This episode of the Igniting Souls Show is part of our Ignited Entrepreneur Series, where we get to talk with business professionals around the world who are on fire in their entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Mike Dominey. Joining me today is Jackie Kibler of the Kibler Group. Jackie is an EOS implementer, and I'm super excited to chat. It's already been fun before we even started recording. So we're in for a treat here with Jackie. Jackie, thanks so much for your time and for joining me here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. I'm really excited about the opportunity to speak with you.
Awesome. Likewise. So Jackie, you're an EOS implementer. And for anyone listening who has not heard that term before, would you explain a little bit about what EOS is, what your role is, and kind of how what you do in your company? And we can go from there.
Absolutely. So EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It's based off the book Traction, written by Gino Wickman. And really what it does is it helps, I always like saying it helps to bring infrastructure, process, organization, really minimizing chaos within really small to mid-sized organizations. I am an EOS implementer. Actually, I'm a certified EOS implementer. And what I do is I work with the companies or clients that are small to mid-size, and I help to bring EOS through their organization, working with the executive leadership team, and then driving it down through the organization. And the cool thing is that you are running on EOS, so you have a heads up on some of that, which is awesome.
That's right. Yeah. Igniting Souls Publishing Agency has really just started running on EOS at this point a couple of years ago. And for me, I know for me, when I first started working on it, I did not know what it was. I was asked, have you ever worked for an entrepreneur before? And I'm like, I think so, kind of. but there really is a business that's run by an entrepreneur does have to operate differently than some national insurance agency, you know, who a very corporate organization that many people have worked for. And it's not exactly the same as just an entrepreneur who's trying to be a solopreneur, you know, and run their business. It's really a unique operation that requires an operating system.
Yes.
So our audience here, we've got, we call ACEs, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, speakers.
Love it.
And so, and all of them are entrepreneurs, really just trying to, you know, build a business around their book or whatever their message is. What sort of things make an entrepreneurial operating system different than how other people might work in another company or operate in another company?
Sure. So interestingly, usually when I say entrepreneurial operating system, they're like, oh yeah, that software. I have that software.
Yes, I got that on my computer.
Right? Exactly. So this is not about any computers. This is about human energy, how we drive the company to be sustainable and also escalate it at the same time. And what we're doing is we're making sure, first off, usually when people will come to someone like an EOS implementer, it's because they've hit a ceiling of some point. Maybe they're not making enough in sales. Maybe their profitability isn't there. Maybe they have high turnover. Maybe there are, I don't know, I've got some that have got internal fights going on. So what we do is we work together to make sure, A, we've got the right tools, just a simple set of tools to help drive the company. And there's a cadence that goes with it. And you have to run that cadence day in, day out, week in, quarterly, annuals, all that other good stuff, because otherwise, you know, you're stuck in that same rut. And they call it hitting the ceiling. But when I'm talking to people, because I talk about hitting the ceiling, and I know you can't see me, but I'm hitting my hand against my other hand like a
team. Visualize the ceiling.
I'm making that visual for you. I call it like hitting the wall. And what I used to say with companies before I knew of EOS, it's like you're walking into that corner wall over and over and over again. That's the way it is with entrepreneurial businesses. And what happens if you don't have that human operating system, how to manage the business and drive the business, is lots of them are become stagnant. Some of them implode, and then others just continue with that high turnover rate and they don't know why. So we make sure we've got the right people in the right seats. In other words, I believe in the company and I was born to do the job I was supposed to do. We're all driving from a simple set of guiding principles, which are really the core values of the organization. And everybody in the company understands what it is, which is why they're all driving to it being more productive, which makes them happier, healthier, and, you know, allows the CEO not to feel like they've got to wear 20 million hats trying to do everything at the same time. So when you talk about that's exactly what happens in the companies that I work with.
And it's so important to have someone from outside your organization, such as yourself, to come in and have a greater context of like, all right, here's how things should be running smoothly, to come in and recognize those sticking points, those walls, those ceilings, those speed bumps that you're inevitably going to encounter as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
At really any phase of your organization. And really someone like you to be able to come in and start working out some of those issues there in the company. That's awesome.
Well, and so, interestingly, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, please go.
Okay. Interestingly, there are companies that try to run it without having an implementer, and those that can do it, more power to them, right? The thing of it is there's something called the law of the lid. You can only do what you, to the level that you know how to do, and then otherwise you can't go any further. Also, it's really hard to drive EOS the way it should be driven and do a good job in the seat that you are supposed to be working in. Right. It loses the flavor, if you will.
So, Jackie, how did you get into this? Did you work for a organization running on EOS, or did you find this just to be a system that you wanted to teach? How did you get involved being a certified EOS implementer?
So I grew up actually, and as I told you, I'm sitting in my parents' house right now. I grew up as a child of an entrepreneur. My dad had a music business. So when you say entrepreneur and music, you know that there were the high of highs and there were the low of lows. So I lived I lived the life, right? When I graduated, I started working with a lot of different organizations, larger companies, to learn from some of the best of the best. Very quickly, I became known as the fix-it gal for underperforming offices, regions, divisions, et cetera, because I would go in and I would work with executive leadership, understand what the goals were, then work with everybody else to try to see where their gaps were. I would implement process, set goals, hold people accountable to them, and then we would celebrate the successes. The unfortunate thing was is when we would celebrate successes, I knew at that time with Dun & Bradstreet, I'd be relocated again. So I did that for Dun & Bradstreet Corporate Executive Board, Wells Fargo, was brought back down to Los Angeles for the LA Times, and then I was recruited to an organization called Vistage Worldwide. And Vistage Worldwide is a organization that has CEO boards. So I did the same thing there that I did with the other companies, was able to bring that regional area from the number 10 spot to the number 2 spot. And one of those CEO board chairs was like, hey, Jackie, oh my gosh, you have to look at this book, Traction, and we need to bring EOS into Vistage. So they threw the book at me. I had a couple conversations with implementers. I fell in love with it because it was everything that I did by accident in a proven process with a community. And the community is important to me, right? And it was everything I did on steroids. So when I decided to go out on my own, EOS was really the only place I wanted to be, because I get to work with people like my dad, you know, that entrepreneur. Just like when I went back to Vistage, I was around all those people with those amazing ideas. We call them visionaries now. And I get to help them grow their business and have them have some form of sanity. And it is amazing when you can see the progress of the companies that you're working with.
You mentioned the types of entrepreneurs like your dad, who you love to work with. What defines an entrepreneur that you would love to work with? What's your ideal client? What's your ideal entrepreneur?
All right, so I'm gonna use air quotes, again, giving you the visualization, with the part that is the EOS, typical client, our target market. So it's usually a company between 10 and 250 people. That is target. What we really look for though, and what I love is the passion to make the company better, to try something different. They know that what they're doing may or may not be the right way to do things or the best way to do things. And they're like, hey, help my organization. So those are the types of people I work with. I do, I would say about 70% of the companies that I work with are women-owned businesses and minorities. I love my guys, love them. But I mean, I want people to fly, and I feel that those other markets sometimes don't have the same opportunities as others. So that's sort of my passion. And watching them just flourish is really it. The only time EOS doesn't work, and of course we've all probably made these mistakes, not just with EOS, but with others. But sometimes you've got sort of that weird feeling when you're starting with them, like, hey, I don't know if this is going to work, because they don't have the commitment to it. Mm. Those that have the commitment and passion, that's what makes them fly. If they're not committed to change the process, then that's usually when they'll fail.
Commitment, passion, willingness to change.
Yes.
Key traits of an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Who can expect to see some great growth through your work and your work.
Absolutely.
Cool. I love your story too. Oh yeah, please.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying it must be so affirming to have gotten that book, to read about this. Oh, it's a proven process. It's already here, already so affirming for, this is what I love to do. This is what I communicate. This is what I help people through. And then to be able to just like slide right into that and be able to help people the way that you do is so affirming and really lights a fire under you. That's awesome.
Yes. Well, and as you can tell, I'm a little passionate about what I do too. So.
A little bit.
Just a little. So the cool thing though, is that like I've got everything from schools to lawyers to manufacturers, restaurant groups, they're really marketing firms. There's software companies. It's sort of like, you know, every company has human resources. Doesn't matter the industry. That's the same with EOS. Hmm. So I don't go after like a specific niche type of company. Like if you want to help your company, come talk to me. Right.
Love it. And that must keep it so interesting for you too, when you get to go to work with all sorts of different organizations and types of businesses. I think that, and each one would have its own challenges. I would imagine with what you do that there would be a good degree of you having to kind of tell some tough love, some tough truth to really kind of, you know, rub people the wrong way a little bit, right? If you have to say something that they don't want to hear, how have you navigated some of those tough waters before where you're in a position of saying like, look, you're like, you need to hear this, you need to do this, even if you don't like it.
So I am lucky enough that before I went into business, I was a psychology major. I was a crisis counselor. I worked in dual diagnosis rehab, so I was trained in how to ask questions.
Wow. Yeah.
I know, and that's weird to say, right? But I coach CEO, so you know, it's like
but it all comes full circle.
It really does. You can use that anywhere. But I mean, you're right. There are times when it's like I will say, you know, I live in LA. I'm from New York. So there are times when I'm like, okay, guys, I'm putting on my New York right now. And then I say what I'm going to say. But no, I've been told I give tough love a lot, velvet glove. And then the one I didn't like those ones I never mind, because that is what I am. But one of the clients, they are an environmental planning organization. One of the guys was like, yeah, you're kind of like the Energizer Bunny, except really intimidating. And I'm like, I'm like 5'3". Like seriously, if I'm intimidating to anybody, that's like,
that's on you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
But they know, I mean, they know I'm passionate. They know I'm very sincere in the way I talk to people and who I am. And, you know, the companies that I work with, they choose people around the fit, you know, so if you want someone that's passionate and will help drive your company and be a partner with you, then when you want that person to also have the ability to just say when there's issues, right? If you don't, then I mean, you won't be able to have anything change, right?
Yeah, that's good. And again, going back to that's the kind of entrepreneurs you want to work with, right? The willingness to change. Hopefully, you know, none are too hard-headed that they're going to completely reject what you're saying. Of course, if you have the desire to grow, the desire to change, then part of that is needing to hear tough love, needing to have truth tellers in your life to be able to push through some of those boundaries that you might even put there yourself.
Yes.
So that's good. That's
100%. Important. And usually they appreciate it. You know, and it's usual, not always, usually.
Usually. So Jackie, you are an entrepreneur. You have to be an entrepreneur as you have this business of being a certified EOS implementer and going around. You have clients. So you are a business. What have been some of the obstacles you've encountered as an entrepreneur where you've had to maybe practice what you preach and you've had to maybe have a breakthrough that results in new clarity to take you and your business to the next level, like you try to help with the companies that you work with? What's been your own personal entrepreneurial journey?
Well, first off, it's scary just in general going off on your own. I mean, I worked with big business before, right? And so but I'd say one of the biggest pieces that I've had to learn is that not everybody is a good client, and you've got to be able to say goodbye to some of those. I know a lot of EOS implementers will say they fired them. I don't say that. I just, you know, I just ask them, I come right out and I say, is this really something that you want to do? And then we come to an agreement that it's probably not the best thing, or maybe just I'm not the right person. That was really hard because for me, you know, I live in abundance, but having been in sales and development all my life, it's sort of like, oh my gosh, what have you done for me lately? Like, what's that next deal coming in? So saying goodbye to some of those because they're not the best clients, that was really a hard pill to swallow, you know?
Yeah. Have you found in those situations where that was one-sided, where you wanted to maybe move on and kind of drop that client and they did not want to because they were satisfied with what you're doing, or like, how do you navigate that conversation?
I said, I don't know if I'm doing the best job for you, and maybe I find somebody else who can do a better job than me. And that has happened.
Yeah.
You know,
it's gotta be tough.
It is tough. It is tough. Also, I mean, something that is also interesting, because when you're working for somebody, you're making money and it's all yours. Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur, you've got all these expenses, like tons of them. And it is like you're not just working for yourself, but all the people that you're surrounding yourself by that are part of your journey. And that's something that is, you know, I've only had this business for about 2.5 years. So relatively new compared to like Ted Bradshaw, or of course, Gino Wickman. And I know you guys have interviewed him as well. But it's those two things have been the biggest part of the journey that I've had to it's like swallowing your own medicine, if you will.
That's good. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. It just goes to show you, I mean, no entrepreneur is immune from those challenges, from those sticking points and having to make some big, bold changes and breakthroughs to reach new levels. And part of that may be taking a hard look at the clients that you serve, right? Yes. And recognizing whatever the case may be, maybe it's a core value mismatch. Maybe it's just a poor communication, whatever it is. It's, you know, and it's the humility to recognize that, look, maybe I'm not going to be able to provide for your needs the best you need them, you know, and you can still serve those clients in that way, like actually breaking those ties and maybe even recommending someone else who works with them is still serving them. It's not dropping them, leaving them out to dry. And entrepreneurs highly value their clients, you know, and stick with them through thick and thin for better or for worse. And maybe the best way to serve them is actually to hand them off to someone else who could serve them better than you can. That's a humbling thing, but a really interesting thing to think about. And I think it's very important. So Jackie, I think here's where I'd like to go with our conversation. Every time that we have an entrepreneur on this series, in this podcast, we like to ask them if they have a book. We're Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, right? So we love authors, we love books. And so you, if I'm correct, you don't have a book currently.
I don't.
In the works or published. And that's fine. We believe you have a book in your heart, Jackie. What do you find yourself most passionate about? What would you want to tell people? What would you leave as a legacy for your business and for next generations, or to, you know, build relationships with clients? What kind of messages are on your heart?
So there are several. I mean, the books, or whether it's audiobook or anything, visual or audio. I love listening to books. As you may know, Los Angeles is world renowned for a lot of traffic. So yeah. I do a lot of audibles. I love
a lot of commuting time there.
Yes, yes, yes. And I drive all up and down the coast. So I love Patrick Lencioni. Everything having to do with, you know, everything from the five dysfunctions of a team to four obsessions of an extraordinary executive. You know, really what it's the health of a person, which is the health of the organization and the components within that. Because what happens, and we teach this in EOS as well, is usually companies look at smart people, right? You know the industry. When I was at Dun & Bradstreet, I could tell you the ins and outs of a Dun & Bradstreet report, who I should be going to, how it should be done. Oh, that's all about the product or service. What we didn't do a lot of is look, no, we need organizational clarity. We need no politics. That's healthy business, right? And so part of what EOS brings, and that I love Patrick Lencioni and also Jim Collins, you know, some of his stuff is amazing too. And they all bridge the same thread, right? So it's all about the health of a team, the health of an organization. It makes people feel really loved. And that's a big deal for me. You know, people leave people, they don't leave companies. So what I try to work with the clients that I have is making sure there's that wide communication. Brené Brown is another one. I'm listening to her right now. And it could be anything by Brené Brown, you know, but it's around the psyche. And I think I told you I was a psychology major before we hopped on. So yeah. I'm all about the way people think, the way they communicate, how they can have two-way conversation up and down through an organization. Patrick Lencioni is masterful at that. And I love all of his stuff. It's just his learnings out of everything.
You've got such a cool bio with your training in psychology and crisis management. And now as a certified EOS implementer, I think that's such great background and credentials for you to really launch your message. And I love what you're saying about you're really passionate about the health of the organization being the health of its people, and how, you know, I had not heard that quote before personally, how people leave people, not organizations. And what a powerful and sobering reminder that people treating people is what the business boils down to, right? You can make a great business, you can make a well-paying business, you know, you can make a business that makes a difference in the world, but it still comes down to how do you relate to your people? How do you interact and care for your people? And that is the true test of the health of the organization. That's a good word from Jackie Gibler here. Jackie, thanks so much for that, man. That was good. Jackie, I got a minute left here. I don't ask this question to everybody on this show. I
say that feels special.
This is a fun one for the people. We've had a good time. What is there one random fact that about you, or a story about you that your audience, that your people and clients may not know about you, but you'd be willing to share with us on the show here? Something just fun and unexpected about you.
So fun and random, right? Not business related. So I am in a classic rock group. They used to be all Vistage chairs, you know, who were former CEOs. I'm one of the lead singers. I play a mean tambourine.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if you're lucky, the sticks.
Wow.
And yes, perfect. And the coolest thing, so in like 1993, I know I'm dating myself, I was able to play with my dad with his band for some award. It was like a local award ceremony. And so I was on TV. I'm on TV every single Halloween because it was a Halloween type song. Now on December 18th, my dad, it's full circle. He's going to come play with my band. And it's a passion play of mine. So, you know, total release of endorphins. So excited to have him come and play with us.
That's so cool. That was a jackpot answer, Jackie. That was so good. Because you had mentioned your dad was in the music industry. And if I was a more intuitive interviewer, we could have gone there. Hey, what's your experience with music? But you are a singer and a tambourine and sticks player yourself. That's so good. Well, that was perfect. That was more than I could have hoped for, Jackie. Thanks so much for going there with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this entire conversation. Some valuable insight from an EOS implementer to entrepreneurs across the board, really. And Jackie, if people want to get a hold of you, is the best way through your website, jwkiblergroup.com?
That would be it. Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to put that in the notes for the people listening that they can contact you. Jackie is obviously a fun conversation, but certainly backed by years of experience. We'll tell you the tough things, and it really has a heart for the people in your organization. So really incredible resource here, Jackie. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, your thoughts, your wisdom with our people here today. We've really appreciated the value that you've dropped here.
It was great being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Love it. Well, we look forward to hopefully having you. We'll have you again sometime. It was a lot of fun. We appreciate
it. I love that. Thank you. Awesome. Yes.
Well, this has been another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneur Series. Many thanks to our special guest today, Jackie Kibler. This is Mike Dominey. I'll see you next time. Stay ignited. Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.